Galnet News Digest, 13th of December, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Ramtar left red-faced in leak conspiracy mix-up. Hopes grow for improved ship designs. An eternity of bounty hunting. Ramtar left red-faced in leak conspiracy mix-up. Further controversy surrounds beleaguered engineer Ramtar after reports that he'd cracked the riddle of the ancient ruins turned out to be false. In a report that was widely circulated on the 9th of December, Tar was quoted as saying that he'd created a means of decrypting the data patterns in the mysterious glowing obelisks. He offered to provide the information free of charge to any pilot that visited a starport in the Mean system. However, the story was abruptly removed from Galnet after fact-checkers from Canon Interstellar proved the story to be wrong, or at least significantly premature. A red-faced Tar retracted his statement and has admitted that the version of the algorithm he's working on will take at least 4 more weeks before it's ready to try out for real. A spokesman for Canon Interstellar joked that Tar's hypothesis may well work in a parallel universe, but it certainly doesn't work in this one. He also reminded pilots that given the advanced nature of the civilization that must have built the ruins, there must be other sites in the Sinuf sector waiting to be discovered. Hopes grow for improved ship designs. Product development teams from all the major ship manufacturers are reported to be working on enhancements to ship configurations that may be ready for market as early as January 3303. Amongst the highlights are greatly improved hull strength for all the popular trading ships from Lacon Spaceways. Zorgon Peterson is also rumoured to be making similar modifications to its low-end hauler-class spacecraft. While this will come as exciting news for traders, perhaps the most exciting news is that improvements are being made across the range of ships used by the military to allow extra reinforcement packages and shield cell banks to be fitted without impacting existing loadouts. Given the warlike rumblings emanating from both the Empire and the Federation, it's hardly surprising that combat enhancements are being developed, although it's not yet known if these changes can actually be implemented. Testing is reported to be continuing at an accelerated pace. A spokesman pointed out that Zorgon Peterson would not be permitted to add military module space to their top-of-the-range Fer de Lance. He went on to say, "These ships are not military specification, and they're widely used by pirates and freelancers. I don't know why we even allow them to enter civilized space." An eternity of bounty hunting. With the completion of the Tutumu Confederacy appeal this morning, contributions to which were encouraged by a promise to enter all contributing pilots into a prize draw, there are two remaining ongoing community goals. One is the Colonia Migration Appeal, which is to encourage settlers to move to Colonia and to organise into political factions. Because of the distances, this appeal is likely to continue for several weeks more. 10 factions are expected to be elected to help run Colonia, depending on which proto-factions contribute the most. The other appeal is for bounty hunters in the Eternatus system to help restore order. This is progressing well, and the authorities believe there's a chance that it may finish ahead of its projected conclusion on Thursday. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.